Stacey Gorman, Director of Communications for the Cotton Board, provides a recap of the November Cotton and Coffee, which explored different ways cotton is helping lead the way as a solution to plastic pollution. To learn more, visit cottonboard.org/cotton-coffee.
Our November Cotton and Coffee session dug into how cotton can truly be part of the solution to plastic pollution, especially when you look at microplastics. We had Dr. Jesse Daystar, the Chief Sustainability Officer at Cotton Incorporated, walk us through more than a decade of research they've led on plastic pollution and microfibers. Then we heard from Marjorie Walker with the National Cotton Council, and she shared about their new initiative, the Plant Not Plastic campaign. Her part of the session really brought it home for everyday consumers, connecting what's on the clothing label to what's ultimately ending up in our bodies. So instead of treating microplastics as an abstract environmental problem, this campaign directly links synthetic clothing to microplastics found in the lungs, the bloodstream, even the brain. And the core message is, what you wear matters. PlantNotPlastic.org website break this really technical information down into plain language. So saying, here's the problem with microplastics, here's where they're found, and here's what you can do about it. Start choosing cotton. The research that Jesse highlighted showed millions of metric tons of plastic from clothing entering the environment every year. Cotton's ability to biodegrade is a real advantage. And the next step is coordinated industry action. So everyone from growers and brands to leverage all of this really important work and convert it into real demand for cotton.